Must is a naughty word. Must is a naughty word. Have you ever thought about that? You must do this. You must do that. I must come. I must leave. I must go. As though all the world is manipulating me and controlling me and telling me I have to do these things. I must go here. I must go there. I must do this. I must do that. I must get up in the morning. I must go to bed at night. I must play with my children. I must go for a walk. Now, rather than using the word must, which seems to be an outside controlling attitude, we use the word, I choose to go for a walk. I choose to play with my children. I choose to share these good ideas with my friends. I must tell my friends about this good idea. I must tell them how wonderful this idea. Oh, I must share that. No. When you say must, then you make yourself a requirement. You make yourself a situation where you are unhappy if you don't do it, where you are compelled to do it because you have set the cause in motion to do it, and you must do it. Well, now, that's not too cool an idea. Not too cool at all. But it's an idea that we sometimes have in our minds. We have in our thoughts. We have in our attitudes about ourselves. And because we have those attitudes in our minds and our thoughts and about ourselves, we feel compelled to do it. The world can be filled with a jillion musts, where we feel we must do this, we must do that, we must come here and must go there. All these things we must do. And when we feel compelled to do all these things, anything, then it's no fun at all. It's no fun at all to do things that we're compelled to do. The fun in life comes from doing things that we choose to do, that we desire to do, that we think would be a lot of fun to do. The fun in life comes from doing things that make us happy, that make us joyful. And if we change our mind, that's okay. We can change our mind. We can change our mind because that's our privilege. That's totally our privilege to change our mind any time we want to. Now, do you want to change your mind? Do you want to do something differently than what you had thought of doing before? You can. Nobody says you can't, but you do. You do. You're the one who says, I must. If somebody else says to you, you must do this, you must do that, immediately the hackles on your back raise up and you get all upset about it. You don't want to be told what to do by other people. You don't want to be told what to do in your world. You want to do things because it's your choice. It's your fun. It's your decision to do it. And really, this is what it's all about. It's a very subtle, very unexpected word, the word must, but must is used far too often in our world as things that we have no choice but to do. And everything in our life is a choice of what we may or may not want to do. It's a choice of how we want to live our life, of how we want to move next, of what things we want to do. They're all our choice. Must is a naughty word, really. It's a word that's as compelling. It's a word that as though somebody's throwing a loop around your neck and saying, come, dog, and then they pull you. And it's so much nicer if the dog walks with you. Oh, he has the leash on, his collar on, but he walks with you. He walks with you because he chooses to. And when he wants to do his duty, he stands firm on all four legs and says, just a minute, please, I have to go potty. And so you stop. He didn't say, I must go potty. He says, I have to go. The urge has come upon me to go potty. And so you stop and you wait a moment. You don't let him pull on the leash. When he pulls there, you say, whoops, what, you got a problem? And he says, I want to go to the bathroom. And so you wait. Now, if you keep pulling on the leash when he wants to do his duty, he's going to be very unhappy. He's going to stop having to go to the where he must go, and he just lets it compound, and he's not a happy dog. He's not a happy traveler because he wanted to make a decision, and you didn't want to make that decision. Now, perhaps you had a reason for not doing it. Perhaps you were in the middle of the street. Perhaps you were anywhere at all for anything at all. But you don't have to do anything that anything on the outer wants you to do. When you're in an airplane and you have to go to the bathroom and you have to stand in line for the few bathrooms that are available on the airplane, and you just control yourself, you just do not allow yourself to feel that you must do anything, because if you feel you must do it, you may do it in your trousers. You may do it in your pants, and what an ugly and unhappy thing to do. There are no things that we must do in life. We are always in control. We're always in control, and we always can take control, and we always can be the master. Now, truly, going potty is not necessarily the most imaginative thought, but it's a very common, ordinary experience that every animal, every person, everything goes through. Now, if you allow it ever to be a must thing in your life, then you're not in control of yourself. If you allow having to go to the bathroom at any time a must thing in your life, you have not controlled yourself. You have not told yourself you're the master. You're in charge. And we are in charge of all things. If you're hungry and you allow yourself to dwell on being hungry, pretty soon you must eat something. You're just ravishing. You've got to eat something. And it was only a moment before that you didn't even think about something to eat. It's just that when your stomach said, "Hey, I'm empty," then you began being concerned. No. If you tell your stomach, "Hey, we'll get to the restaurant in another 20 minutes, just relax. You could have a wonderful dinner when we get there, but just relax. But I must have it now. I must have it now." And so you give yourself a candy or you give yourself something to tide yourself over. And pretty soon you're giving your stomach, you're giving your body permission to be master over you. Permission to be master over telling you when you have needs and when you have wants. But when you train yourself, if you feel hungry, you say, I'll get around to it. We get to the restaurant in 20 minutes. It's okay. I'll be home from work soon. And then when I get home, well, who knows? If the family's not there, I have to make my own meal. Well, that takes a little longer. That puts things differently. But it's okay. It's okay. I can handle that. I'm the master of myself. I'm the master of my body. I'm the master of my world. There's no time in my life when I must do anything. You think, well, you may choose to, but when you must, then there are the consequences that you have to fulfill it. When you choose to, then it's your choice of how you want to arrange your life and how you want to arrange the world about you. Be real careful. Be very careful of the word must. Of all words that are must, I can't, I won't, all these words that are negative, they don't get us anywhere except into a lot of difficulties and a lot of unkindness. Begin today to think to yourself, I do these things because I delight in them. I do these things because they're fun. I do these things because they are me. Must is a naughty word, and we want to really know what we're doing when we're using the word must. We want to be in charge at all times. We want to be master of ourselves at all times. And if we want to wait until we eat on the airplane, using that illustration, they serve at a certain time and they serve in a certain way. And if you're in the middle, you have to wait till the first part of the plane is served, and you just have to take your place. And there's no musting about it. You don't have to do it. You can have a bag of chips or some apple or something else like that with you to always be a tide you over if you ever feel compelled to have something before it's time to be served. Always remember, you're the master. Always remember, you're the one in charge. Always remember that nobody else in your world has any difference at all, at any time, except you. And as you remember that, then everything is wonderful. You can live a perfect life, and you can live it starting right now. So this moment, say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm in charge of myself. I'm in control of my world. I'm in control of everything in my life. And my life is wonderful. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.